Welcome back to JR Morning. We're coming to you from the Parade Company Pancake Breakfast, where creatively and community and a whole lot of syrup flowing this morning. One of the things that make this event so special is the way it brings young people into the magic of the parade. And every year, the Skillman Foundation partners with the Parade Company to encourage students in grades 4 through 8 from Detroit public and charter schools to bring the parade theme to life through art, using their imagination, their voice, and their vision for the city. And it's a tradition that not only showcases incredible talent, but also gives our kids a sense of pride and ownership and joy in being part of something big. And joining us now, someone who works passionately to uplift Detroit's youth every day. She is the Vice President of Programming at Skillman Foundation, Sarita Scott. Sarita, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, the morning is about joy and creativity and community. And when you see a student's artwork inspired by the parade theme each year, what's the first emotion that kind of wells up in you?
Just the opportunity to see all of the creativity that our children have, and just how they convey whatever the theme is. Mm-hmm. The theme this year is My Dream World. And wow. The few that I was able to see, the few submissions, were just so amazing, and they pick up on so many different things. It's just wonderful to see.
Mm. And seeing, you know, how these children feel really when it comes out in their art, that's so special.
Oh, it is. And it's part of what the Skillman Foundation is about. It's really how we want to highlight the brilliance of children, showcase just all of their creativity, and give them these opportunities to do that.
That's awesome.
Also with us here on our wonderful set presented, brought to us by Gardner White, Mary Masana, the Vice President of Communications and Community at S3, one of our neighbors at the Fisher Building.
That's
it's great
right.
to see you.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You have been a staunch supporter of the Parade Company for a very long time, S3 has, and now you've taken over the title sponsor role for the Turkey Trot, so it's the S3 Turkey Trot.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. This is the 10th year, and we're so excited. It's just an amazing sight to be there every morning, or Thanksgiving morning, and starting those races and seeing that sea of people. I always like to say that it's like about 20,000 people, 20,000 of our best friends Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah, well, why is it so important to be involved?
Well, you know, I'm looking around the studio right now, and I'm looking at DTE, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Michigan Central, Henry Ford Health, Strategic Staffing, one of our cats I can see poking around the corner. What, you know, it's America's Thanksgiving Day parade, but look at the community pride that comes together.
Yeah.
We're privileged to be part of it, and we're so excited, as always.
It's special.
That is a good point. When I was over there for the big reveal of one of the 8 new floats they have this year, mm-hmm. I was thinking about, oh, there's that person from that big company. There's that person from – it's like everyone in Detroit supports this parade, and that's something special. I don't know if other cities have that.
I was thinking about that. I don't think that you see the floats that have such deep meaning in the community, say, in New York.
Right.
It's
right.
just very special
it's
here.
It like fills a spot
yeah.
in the parade.
Yeah. yeah. And seeing all the people here this morning, I was telling Sarita, Detroit gets smaller and smaller every day because we are just such a tight community. It's wonderful.
And I think it really highlights what I would say is the magic of Detroit. And just like you said, in this moment of everyone coming together, that people really feel this is a community event. It is for everyone.
And I got to feel, too, that when you're dealing with children, especially young children, and especially young females, and the fact we have a new mayor that is the first female mayor ever in the city of Detroit, that has to be inspiring as well.
Oh, I think it is. I mean, it's a historic moment for Detroit. And one of the things that was exciting for us is that everyone was talking about education during this race. And our new mayor-elect, congratulations to Mary Sheffield. But she also was talking about education. And while we know the mayor can't, you know, really impact education, there are so many things they can do to support the lives of children and families.
Especially the social part of what goes on. I mean, you know, and they can be a partner with the schools.
They can be a partner. We are excited to think about how we can be a partner and support this new mayor and the new administration, mm-hmm. but also thinking about all the things that touch children, from transportation to, you know, affordable housing to, you know, creating jobs. So there's so many things, and we're looking forward to the partnership, the relationships.
You know, Mary, there's a joke that there are two kinds of people in the world. One who gets up on Thanksgiving Day and has like a muffin or something. And then there are the people that get up and run the turkey trot. I'm in the first group.
I am down here with Cindy and her partner Paul at probably, I don't know, about 5:30 Thanksgiving morning, and just walking from the parking deck to, you know, our meetup spot. I'm not sure where it's going to be this year, but just to see, it's quiet. It's all beautifully lit. It is such a special morning. I don't eat the muffin. I also don't run the race.
There's a third group. Yeah. Well, it's spectacular. So it's the calm before the storm, really.
It is. It really is a special time and a special morning. And really, I kid about 20,000 of our best friends, but you really get that sense of belonging there.
It's a great tradition. I was telling Mary that I actually always ran it with my daughter.
Oh.
And now that I'm at Stillman, I walk with the float. Okay.
So you're just involved in a different way. Yeah, very cool.
And Mary, so you guys have sponsored this since 2015, so it's been 10 years.
Yeah, the turkey trot. I think we've had our float in for about 15.
Can you think of, like, that first year of sponsoring the turkey trot, something that maybe stood out to you, or how you felt during that time?
Completely blown away. Seriously, I think my first and biggest impression is standing on that platform, looking down Griswold, seeing the sea of people, turning the corner onto Jefferson.
Yeah. Yes.
And just seeing them come up in waves, and they're so happy to be there, and they're waving at you, and that's my favorite impression of Thanksgiving morning.
Well, I have a 3-year-old. It may be time that we come down to the parade and see the magic through her eyes, and I'm very excited to be here with both of you this morning. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and being such great supporters of this that impacts so many people's lives throughout the year, that the parade company is so wonderful that you're involved. So thank you.
And you know, I work with Skillman. We do a show once a month, our State of Education. Mm-hmm. I do it with Angelique Powers, who is the president and CEO of the Skillman Foundation. So we have a relationship with Skillman, and they do great, great work.
Thank you for that. And please check out the Float Reveal. It'll be Wednesday, November 19th. Oh. You can watch it on Channel 4.
Very
okay,
good.
We will.
Awesome. Well, thank you both. We'll take a break live here from a wonderful event, a yearly tradition, the Parade Company's Pancake Breakfast, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. More next on JR Morning.